Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Why, sometimes I'd like to take a peppermint and a switchblade and a Cadillac and throw it all in a fire.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio for crazy people and the elderly. Oh yeah.
Listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. My name is Osvaldo Perez, and stick around because we have a special guest today, Oliver Laxe from the film We're All Captains is here, and we have also, as always, really cool music.
amaneciendo y sin tus besos, ¿os qué hago aquí?
Ya no tengo fuerzas para suplicar. 8 años viví de rodillas. El bien sabía que no había hecho nada mal. Era inocente. Y no me escuchó.
Power. Power. Parasite Parasite ticket strength. Parasite ticket spirit. Parasite ticket life. Parasite ticket power. Parasite ticket strength. Parasite ticket spirit. Parasite ticket life. Parasite. 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 Parasite means a horse, can live on its own. Parasite needs a horse, dog, can survive on its own. Gotta take the power back, take the power back, take the power back, take the power back.
CITR 101.9 FM and Bad Bird present the Vancouver Horror Convention, Sunday, October 31st, from noon to 6 p.m. at Planet Bingo, 2655 Main Street, two blocks south of Main and Broadway. The Vancouver Horror Convention, featuring dark art exhibition, visual effects makeup competition, gore burlesque, film screenings, door prizes for killer costumes, and local vendors of comics, posters, fashion, video, and more. Tickets are $5 at the door. There are no minors allowed. The Vancouver Horror Convention, Sunday, October 31st, from noon to 6 p.m. at Planet Bingo, 2655 Main Street, two blocks south of Main and Broadway. Visit www.badbird.tv or find us on Facebook for more information.
Popular. We've partnered with great local businesses to bring all of our friends discounts in their communities. Say you like to kick it in kits. Show your friends of CITR card at Banyan Books, Baru Cafe, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh is Best Salsa, Grindhouse Video, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Royce Clothing and Shoes, Rufus's Guitar Shop, Spank Shoes, and Spank Clothing, and save. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
Be happy.
So we're back here at 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. And we have Olivier Laxe.
Oliver.
Oliver.
Yeah.
Oh, we put Olivier there. Okay, Oliver Laxe. He's the director of You Are All Captains, Todos Vos Sodes Capitans.
Yeah.
You know,
in Galicia.
In Galicia. He's from France, you said, but your parents are from Spain?
Yeah, my parents are Spanish immigrants. I was born in Paris, and with 6 years we come back to Spain.
Okay, and this is your first film?
Feature film, yeah, it's my, yeah.
Okay. So the people that are listening, the film is going to start at 1:45 at Vance City Theater. And it seems like there's a... The selling of the tickets has been really good because it's only at the door that you can get the tickets now. So the other screening was on Sunday, October 10. How was that?
It was good. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think people like it. Not so many people, but I don't know. I always remember when Picasso says first years when he was living in Paris, he lived on an 8th or 9th floor. He said that like that, only the people extremely interested to visit him will come to.
Okay, will climb the
the stairs of his house, and we wasn't so many people on Sunday, but I think we exchanged a lot of things.
Okay, so for people that are curious about the film, can you tell us a little bit about the?
I finished my studies of cinema, and I went to live in Morocco 4 years ago. And after the first year, I decided to do a workshop with disadvantaged children in Tangier, on the north of Morocco. And a workshop of cinema, and after first year working with students, I did this film about
okay.
this experience.
And why did you decide to go to Morocco?
I mean, some regions of my personality that I had to explore, it was the best place to do it. I was a little bit tired of Europe, and Morocco is just near us, and it's a continent. It's extremely interesting place.
Okay. Are you still living there? Now
I'm just doing a break because it was too intense, this project. But I will come back to do other film next year.
Okay. So you were living there just filming, or were you working, or?
I had some money first year. I just walk.
Okay.
But I was working, you know, it was a project of cooperation, this workshop.
Okay.
It's an introduction of the art on schools in Morocco.
Okay.
It was dangerous, the project, because it was dangerous, this idea of miserabilism. I think here you say to slam.
Mm-hmm,
no,
mm-hmm.
I think, no,
it the was slums.
Because yeah, uh-huh. because this idea of to do the good, no, it's dangerous. I think, no?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason I take the decisions to be the evil on this movie.
Okay,
the bad guy.
The film is it goes between a documentary and a fiction. No, is it more documentary than fiction?
I don't know. I think this movie tried to destroy this border between. It wasn't an intention to do a fiction or documentary. You just have some conceptual dangers, and you just try to above them. And some scenes you are more near fiction because you want mm-hmm. to build something. Other scenes you are dancing with reality and
okay.
you just provoke life. And people say it's documentary. I don't know.
Okay. Did you have a script or
yeah.
it was just like yeah. as you go?
No. I mean, first thing I understood it was that I had to appear on the image. I had to provoke life from inside image. If I'm behind camera, the children will look at me. And so I came inside image. And the problem is I needed to escape from the film.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason the idea of the script was to explode these children and to provoke they fire me from my movie. You know, I like this idea of the director of the movie is fired from his own
movie. Okay, from his own movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And after I'm out of the movie goes on another cinematographical time, another dimension. It's when it's more free and the image is more naked.
Okay, cool. So you wanna let's listen to the song of the film. It's called Lili Twil.
Lili Twil, in Arabic, in Darija, the Moroccan dialect, means the long night.
Okay, and the artist is Jonas Migri.
Jonas Migri is a song from the 70s. I only introduced this song at the end of the movie. It's a movie without sound. I think images have their own sound.
Okay.
You don't need to put other sound.
Okay. So there's no music in the film until the end, then?
Sorry?
There's no music in the film until the end.
No.
Only the, like the theme. Okay, very interesting. Telephone number here is 822-2487, 822-CITR. And the film is going to be screening today at 1:45 at Van City Theater. And we'll be right back here. We're talking with Oliver Laxe. You're listening to 101.9 FM. that was kind of like the theme from the film Younes Migri. The name of the song is Lily Twill. So the film is called You're All Captains. What was the name? What does the name mean, or why that name?
A character say that on the on a scene at the end of the movie. He say, "You all are captains in Darija." And I found it very lyrical. I like it. That's the reason I decided.
Okay.
It's a little bit contradictory because one of the ideas of the movie is to say art is cruel and is one of the most anti-democratic things, fortunately. And you all are captains can have this interpretation of we are doing all together this movie because it's a movie about these children doing a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them will be more captains than others, I think.
How was working with the kids? Where did you find the kids? And then
yeah, I mean, it's easy to work with kids. You just have to be more kid than them. And for me, it was interesting to explore this region of myself. And, and I think on the movie, because I'm playing too on the movie, I'm the most kid.
Okay. All of them. So it's in Tangiers, no?
The idea of the workshop was to film all that we like without any idea behind. Just try to see the things like if it was the first time. That's the reason that why I work with children.
Okay, so but there wasn't any audition. Did you audition the children or?
No, I mean I just work in this association. And I had some groups, different groups, and we just walk with our cameras. We did it in 60 millimeter, and we developed handily the film. And
okay,
we just play.
Okay, cool.
I think. Transmission, that's the definition of the work I did. I mean, the exchange of glances is deep than pedagogy.
Mm-hmm.
It's more deep and sacred, the exchange of knowledge.
Okay. The film is playing today at 1:45, so you're going to be
late
going from here. No, it's 12 o'clock.
So okay.
Yeah, you still have hour and 45 minutes to get to the Van City Theater. To see You Are All Captains. And the website of the film and who's producing the film, where can people find out more about your film?
Sorry, you repeat?
Your website, yeah. Who's producing the film or how
it's
did you
me.
Get the
It's me. The thing is that the film was chose at Cannes Festival in France for the director's fortnight and it was a little bit big for me to manage all the press, and that's the reason I create this company, Zeytun Films.
Okay.
And I did it with some friends in Spain, and we are working in projects between North Africa and Spain and Europe. You know, that's the spirit of our company. Yeah.
Okay, so you can check it out at zeytunfilms.es. That's Zeitun films.es, and you can find there the some trailers and more information about the film. The film is playing today at 1:45 at Van City Theater. And what do you think about Vancouver? Is it the first time that you're
first
here?
First day, I was a little bit afraid to leave the hotel. But I don't know. I think people is very very open. I went to the Stanley Park. I was astonished with the trees. It's a film about trees. It's one of the characters of this movie is an olive tree. Zeytun, the name of the company, means olive.
Okay.
It's a tree that we have in Spain and in Morocco. And I don't know, when I come here and I see so amazing trees, and I feel it can be a country for me.
Yeah, Canada. Yeah, a lot of nature here. And any future plans, any films?
Yeah, fortunately with this movie that I did with my hands, on a very humble way, it was chosen Cannes, and now I think I'm in a very good position to do my next movie. And I'm working in other movie, also in Morocco.
This time
without children, I hope.
Uh-huh. What is it about?
It's about the traffic of palm trees.
Of palm trees?
Yeah.
Okay.
There is a traffic of palm trees on the south of Morocco. I'm very inspired of some books of William Burroughs that, you know, he was living in Tangier.
Okay, yes.
Sometime, and also I like Paul Bowles. And I will play with different elements like opium, like extracorporeal feelings. And the nature of Morocco, that is also amazing. I don't know if it's amazing like the Canadian one, but
it's a little different.
It has his secrets.
Mm. Okay, was it hard to adapt to the African life there?
No, it's curious. I think at the opposite is very easy because you speak the same language. I mean, the language of, you know, of the jest, of the non-verbal language. It's easy to communicate with people. They are very open. They give you their time, no? That, mm-hmm, for us is a precious thing, no? The time. It was very important for me to go to Morocco. It helped me a lot.
Okay. When are you coming back to Morocco?
I just arrived from Morocco here, and it's 2 months. I go there 1 month.
Okay.
Now I'm writing for the next movie there, and I don't know. It's a place of pirates. I like it. On a good way, I say pirate.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Very poetical place.
Yeah. Cool. So the film is Your Old Captains. It's playing today at the Van City Theater. And what's the plans, the future plans for the film? Is there going to be any commercial release anywhere? Or how can people get the film if they're interested?
I mean, it's a difficult film, and the distribution world is quite have other opinion about what cinema is.
Mm-hmm.
It's strange, this distance between a programmer of a festival and a seller. No? I think if the film is good, with time will be said. I mean, I'm not in a hurry to.
Okay.
I think if it's a good movie, it will have a life on time. You know?
Mm-hmm.
If not, I will accept it. But in Spain, in France, in Portugal, it will be a distribution in North America. I don't know. It's a film of cinematics, I think. It's a film about creation, about why we do images, why we do art, why we need to do something so ridiculous, but something that you can't above.
Yeah.
You can, yeah.
Okay. Cool. Well, thank you for being here, Oliver.
Yeah, pleasure.
I know you have to go back to town.
Yeah.
For all the people that are listening, his film is playing at 1:45 at Van Theater there on Seymour Street. And check out the festival because it has really, really cool films. I'll come back and talk a little bit about a couple of films that I've seen. Maybe we should give them a call also, see what's happening there in the central of the International Film Festival. Thank you, Oliver, for coming, and good luck with the film and your next projects. Let's listen to some music in the meantime. Let's put some, I don't know, this is a surprise for you.
Tonight, baby, and that's the funk. But I'll tell you what it ain't. I say this ain't no TV set, baby, and it ain't no Family Cow. Thank you.
picture right. I wanna love you every day and every night. We'll be together with the roof right over our head. We'll share the shelter of my single bed. We'll share the same room. Will Jah provide the bread? Is this love? Is this love? Is this love? Is this love that I'm feeling? Is this love? Is this love? Is this love? Is this love that I'm feeling? Whoa.
Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
Ooh. The Pit Pub and Burger Bar is home of the famous Pit Night. Relax with great prices on cold beer and lots of big screen HD TVs, or chow down on charbroiled burgers, beer battered fish and chips, and Belgian fries. The Pit is open 7 days a week, and Wednesday through Saturday is open late until 2 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society. Lord, give me strength.
A mile. Once a man and twice a child, and everything is just for a while. But it seems like total destruction, no solution. Yeah, they don't use, nobody can stop them now.
That's not right. Come to grips and check out the light. Come to grips and see the light. War them a war, think them a the start they far. While we break down the wall, break down the wall, break down the wall. Find a solution to end it all. We need some love in the world today.
So you're listening to 101.9 FM. We're listening there to this band called Funkadesi. It's a cover of Bob Marley, A Real Situation. We also listened to the funk, Five Alarm Funk, with Zenith Escalator. These guys are from Canada, really cool. We started the show also with some African music. We listened to the Soul Jazz Orchestra And we should put some more African music here. Let's see, where is the CD? I think it's this one. Yes, because we're going to have an interview with an African director, so I'll let you with this African music here on 101.9 FM. So that's what we're listening there is Baseku, Kuyate, and Nogi Ba from the city I speak Fula. So we have on the telephone the director of Togetherness Supreme. Her name is Mercy Murugi. So we're going to talk a little bit with her. Mercy, are you there?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Welcome to Vancouver. So she has a film that is going to be screening on Wednesday, October 13th. That's tomorrow at 9:15 at Pacific Cinematheque.
Yeah.
And Friday, October 15th at 2:30 at Granville.
Yeah.
And you already had a screening. Were you here for that screening?
No, we actually just arrived yesterday. Oh, and I'm the producer, not the director.
Ah, the producer. Ah, okay, sorry. So the producer. Ah, the director is Nathan Collette.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, could you talk a little bit about the film? What is it about?
Well, Togetherness Supreme is a story about an artist in Kibera, which is one of the slums in Nairobi.
Mm-hmm.
And he's looking for change in, you know, in a community that is faced with ethnic differences and violence, and also trying and basically trying to fall in love in the same environment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a fiction, right?
Yeah, it's a fiction film, but it's based on true events. It's based on the events of a life of a young man that we work with back in Nairobi, and he's an artist in real life. He's a writer, but then in our film we make him a painter because it's visually interesting.
Uh-huh.
And he basically decided to get involved in politics as a way of looking for change. But then politics in Kenya at that time were divided between tribes. And he ends up supporting a political party that's believed to be the political party of a rival tribe than he is from.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the actors, are they real actors, or are you working with people from the slums, or...?
Well, all the actors were non-actors. We actually just walked around the slum and casted people, and, you know, we announced that we were going to do a film, and we asked people to show up for auditions. Then we selected our favorites, and then we spent 6 weeks on rehearsal with them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And how's the reception in other to other screenings? Where else have the film been... screen?
Oh, well, it's in the Vancouver Film Festival is its international premiere, so we haven't shown it outside of Kenya. What we did is that, you know, contrary to what most films do in Kenya, is that it's filmed then it's taken to theaters.
Uh-huh.
And most people, especially of the low income earners, don't get a chance to watch the film because I think theaters are about, I don't know how much it is in Canadian dollars.
Uh-huh.
But most of them are not actually able to afford, you know, to go see the film in a theater. So what we started doing is that we would have huge outdoor open-air screenings, and we would have the community come and watch the film. So we showed it in the slum, or we showed it in Kibera, and we showed it around various slums in Nairobi. And the reception has been great. You know, we had people asking us to be bringing the film every weekend, which is not possible because they're going to get tired of it. But for the first time, the community actually got to watch a film that was made locally and was made with the collaboration of the community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also something that, you know, that happened in as much as that it's based in Kibera, what happened in 2007 is a thing that affected, you know, the whole of Kenya. So it's been a film that people have been looking at as a film that has a message of peace and reconciliation.
Okay. I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about the political situation in Kenya, because it seems like this 2007 post-election situation that happened there in Kibera is the name, right?
Yes.
It seems to be a turning point on the film, no?
Well, it's kind of, well, we don't know yet if it's kind of changed or it's still going to be there. You know, we're going to go into elections in 2 years' time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always been this feeling that there's one tribe that has always dominated and been in power. And even though there are about 43 tribes in Kenya, it ended up being like a showdown between two major tribes, that's the Luos and the Kikuyus. And there's also been this feeling, especially with people in the slums, that they have been left behind despite, you know, reports of economic growth around Kenya. And it's been more of, you know, people are going to elect people from their own tribes because then they're assured of some sort of economic and social gain, which actually doesn't work because it doesn't matter who you elect. At the end of the day, he can't, you know, he can't go down to the grassroots levels and start making sure that everybody develops.
Mm-hmm.
The film actually, we concentrate more on, you know, the time that, you know, before the election and the gearing up to the election, of, you know, just basically to see how they, to show how the youth got involved, and in particular our main actor our main character, Kamau, and we basically show, you know, how he gets involved and what he actually gets to do. And we show his daily life and not just the political part of it, but basically mm-hmm. how he tries to achieve the change by joining a political party.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the film is also in Swahili, you know, and...
The film is predominantly in Sheng, which is the slang. It's a Swahili slang.
Uh-huh.
Even though the script was written in English and the director is American-Australian, so we had the cast that we selected mm-hmm. sit down and translate the script into Sheng and into Swahili, which is actually good because, you know, they got to understand the script better because they had to sit down with it. They have to understand, first of all, what it's saying in English and then be able to translate that into Swahili. Yeah, so it's predominantly in Sheng and some parts are in Kikuyu.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, very interesting. And how was the idea? How the idea was born or...
Well, the story originally was actually not supposed to be the story that we ended up with. The director, Nathan Collette, made a film called Kibera Kid. It was a student film. It was a 12-minute film. And it got more success than he actually, you know, thought it was going to get. And after he worked with the youth in Kibera, it was set in Kibera. And there was they felt that they could tell, they wanted to make that into a feature film. So they started working on the script. And he was working with the youth and they were giving him ideas and stories. And he was taking that and converting it into a script. And they were about to shoot that script in beginning of 2008. And basically, just before they could shoot, the events of 2007, the post-election violence happened. And at the beginning of 2008, they couldn't shoot the story. And he actually had to go to the camps of, you know, internally displaced persons and mm-hmm. to look for all the youth that he had been working with who had now been displaced from Kibera. And when they came back and they said, okay, fine, let's continue making the film. But they felt that they couldn't give the story everything that it deserves without including what had happened to them. So the story changed and they basically kind of discarded the Kibera Kid feature film project and they started writing Togetherness Supreme. And one of the guys that he was writing with, his name is Evans, his story touched Nathan so much that he actually decided that they were going to base Togetherness Supreme on his life and his experiences.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how was the funding for the film? Was it hard to get the funding? Or?
The original funding was when it was actually Kibera Kid. So, like, Cinerich in New York had decided to fund, to give some of the funding to make Kibera Kid, the short film, into a feature film.
Mm-hmm.
And when the story changed, it became a feature film. Togetherness Supreme, you know, they said, okay, fine, you know, we still like the story and we like that the fact that, you know, in filming, in the process of filming Togetherness Supreme, that we were going to incorporate the youth of Kibera. Because predominantly what happened is we had about 10 or to 15 professional crew, and then under each professional head of department, we gave them two trainees from Kibera to basically teach them filmmaking and production as they were doing their job on filming. And basically that's an idea that, you know, Cinerich liked and they decided to continue with the funding. Also, some of the funding came from Freedom to Create.
Mm-hmm.
I think it used to be called Art Venture or Art Action in Singapore. And some of it came from Venezuela with CINAC, with a company that we worked with called Baholamanga. And then the rest is from individuals, the sale of Kibera Kid DVDs and family contributions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. So I guess you're going to be there with Nathan at the Q&A tomorrow.
Yeah.
Pacific
yeah.
Cinematheque, so people can learn more about your country. Are you from Kenya yourself?
I'm Kenyan, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and Friday 15 at the Granville 7, if you miss it, it's going to be at 2:30 p.m.
Yeah.
And it's the international premiere, right?
Yes, it is. And actually, I think this evening I'll be speaking at the Vancouver Film School. It will be more of the behind the scenes on the making of, and I'll be showing the DVDs, the trailer, the behind the scenes, the making of the film, and doing a Q&A at the Vancouver Film School starting 7 p.m.
Okay, 7 p.m. at the Vancouver Film School. That's on Hastings, I think, no? Hastings and Cambie.
Actually, no, it's at 6 p.m. Yeah, it's at Hastings.
6 p.m. And that's free?
I think entrance is by donation.
Ah, by donation. Okay.
Maybe I have to check.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the film is called Togetherness Supreme. And remember, it's playing tomorrow at Pacific Cinematheque. So you guys came to yesterday, you said?
Yes, I arrived yesterday.
Okay. How do you see the festival? Have you had a chance to check anything?
I haven't been there yet. First of all, trying to get over the jet lag. It was a long flight.
Yeah, you came from Kenya, straight from
Kenya? It was Nairobi, Istanbul, New York, then Vancouver.
Oh, it was a marathon. So, and you'll be here until when?
I'll be here until the 16th.
Ah, okay. So you still have some time to enjoy the city.
Yes.
Here. Okay, well, thank you. This was Mercy Murugi. Is that correct?
Yes, you
did
got
I pronounce it good? Okay. And thank you for the interview. And I will see you tomorrow at the film.
Thank you, too. It was a pleasure.
Pacific Cinematheque. Thanks. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
So that was Mercy Murugi from the film Togetherness Supreme. We have also Oliver Laxe from the You Are All Captains from the Vancouver International Film Festival that is in full swing still until this Saturday. So check out some films. And so the film, I forgot to tell you, that has also a lot of Bob Marley content. So we're going to put another Bob Marley song, but this time let's put a cover made by an African. Let's put Sun is Shining. Yeah, that one is cool. And this is by Rocky Dawini. He's from Ghana. So a bit of African music here on the Morning After Show. And we'll be right back with some tickets giveaway.
Sonic Promotions is proud to present Next Music from Tokyo, Volume 2, Thursday, October 14th at the Biltmore Cabaret, featuring Mass of the Fermenting Dregs, Sargent, Unnellies, and Sasquatch. Next Music from Tokyo is a series of tours bringing Japanese bands to Canada with the aim of showcasing the country's diverse indie and underground rock scenes, saving us the hassle of flying to Japan. So don't miss Next Music from Tokyo, Volume 2, featuring Mass of the Fermenting Dregs, Sargent, Unnellies, and Sasquatch, Thursday, October 14th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Doors at 8 o'clock, show at 9. Tickets are only $10 if you purchased in advance from ticketweb.ca.
For the last 25 years, CITR's Shindig has been exposing Vancouver to the freshest, newest talent the city has to offer. Every Tuesday, starting September 14th at the Railway Club, we continue this time-honored tradition of three bands battling it out, and as always, the dreaded jokes for beer. This week's performers are
Badger, Crystal Swells, and Paper Camera.
Shindig every Tuesday night at the Railway Club, 579 Dunsmuir Street, doors at 9, first band at 9:30.
Shindig. You have to check out Shindig today. Badger, Crystal Swells, and Paper Camera. That's at the Railway Club there in downtown. Really cool. You can listen to the future stars of Vancouver. I don't know, maybe the world. Why not? We were listening to Rocky Dawini, The Sun is Shining, from Ghana. What else? All films that you have to check. I don't know which films are still playing at the Vancouver International Film Festival, but my favorite so far have been Dead Meadows from Iran. I think that one has an extra screening, if I'm not mistaken, on Thursday. So check out the website at biff.org, B-I-F-F.org. And also on bandmusic.ca, you can check some of the reviews there, bandmusic.ca. So Dead Meadows, White Meadows from Iran, that's a really cool film. Winter Vacation, that's a Chinese film, also very interesting. Rubber, it's about a telekinetic pneumatic tire that goes around killing people. So that's very funny, very cool too. Morgan, it's a Romanian-Hungarian film, also really cool. Regarding music, well, there was the Magnetic Fields. I think the last day was a couple of days ago, but yeah, you never know. You can check it out when it goes around. Love Shines, also, for Ron Sexsmith, had a world premiere at the festival. It's going to be at Movie Central, so you can check it out. Other than that, we have to give away tickets today. Let's give away tickets to Falls. Falls are coming with Esben and the Witch, October 22nd at the venue. Falls, that's an early show. It's a really cool band. They come from England. So let's put a song from them. Telephone number here is 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR. I have only one pair of tickets to give away. So you call me, you can go see Falls on October 22nd at the venue. We're going to put a song from their CD called Total Life Forever. The song is called Spanish Sahara, because we have some Spanish guy here talking about his film. So telephone number to win the tickets is 822-2487-822-CITR.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Forget the horror here.
That Falls with Spanish Sahara, pretty cool band. They're on Sub Pop Records. They're playing on the 22nd, and the tickets, Mark won the tickets to go check them out. We're almost reaching the end of the show. Remember that you can always podcast the show at www.citr.ca. You can listen there if you miss the show. There's a couple of cool interviews today, so check them out. Let's leave you with some covers from Tim Buckley covers. Moose, I don't know if you remember Moose. I'll play a song called Sing a Song for You, and Simon Raymond and Annelie Drecker with Morning Glory. Annelie Drecker was from Bel Canto, and Simon Raymond, I think it's Cocteau Twins. Yeah, Cocteau Twins. So, yeah, this is the Morning After Show. My name is still Osvaldo Perez. I'll be right back to say goodbye.
In my heart is where I long for you. In my smile I search for you each time. You turn and run away. My silly way, too young to know anymore. In my world, the devil dances and dares to lead my soul just anywhere until I find. Well, I sing a song everywhere I can, too young to know anymore. The wind covers me cold, and starry skies all around.
So there was a couple of songs by Tim Buckley, covered by Moose, the first one, and Annalie Drecker, and Simon Raymond, the second one. So let's leave you with the last song. This is Working Class Hero. This is by John Lennon, because it was just his birthday, and I like John Lennon. So we'll leave you with this. Remember to podcast the show, www.citr.ca. And I'll see you next week. We'll probably have more interesting interviews here.
As soon as you're born, they make you feel small by giving you no time instead of it all. Till the pain is so big you feel nothing at all. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. They hurt you at home and they hit you at school. They hate you if you're clever, and they despise a fool. Till you're so fucking crazy you can't follow their rules. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. When they've tortured and scared you for 20-odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. Keep you doped with religion, sex and TV. And
You think you're so clever and classless and free, but you're still fucking peasants as far as I can see. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. There's room at the top, they are telling you still. But first you must learn how to smile as you kill. If you want to be like the folks on the hill. A working class hero is something to be. Class hero is something to be. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me.
The hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive.